This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The founder of the extremist group, the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, was sentenced in the United States Thursday to 18 years in prison for seditious conspiracy in the U.S. Capitol riot of January 6, 2021. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Before announcing the sentence, Federal District Judge Ahmed Mehta described Rhodes as a continued threat to the country and democracy. Edward Tarpley Jr. is Rhodes' attorney.
We don't think he's a threat to society. We don't think that at all. And, you know, absolutely he has a right to free speech.
18 years is the longest sentence handed down so far in a Capitol riot case. Tarpley says there's no way Rhodes was a leader of what happened at the Capitol.
He was just a convenient target. The Oath Keepers were a convenient target. The DOJ looked at them and said, oh, here are the scapegoats of what happened on January 6th.
Rhodes calls himself a political prisoner. Judge Mehta told Rhodes the moment he is released, whenever that may be, he will be ready to take up arms against his government. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday negotiations with Republican lawmakers to raise the U.S. government's borrowing limit and set future spending levels are going well, while assuring Americans the country will not default on its obligation to pay its bills. White House budget negotiators continue to talk with representatives of Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to sort out the last details of a deal, but no agreement was announced as lawmakers began to leave Washington ahead of the country's annual Memorial Day weekend. And a man was arrested Thursday in London after his car crashed into the gates of Downing Street, where the British Prime Minister's home and offices are located. No one was injured, and law enforcement officials say the initial signs do not point to terrorism. From Washington,